Hey, welcome back to Watt Auditorium. Michael Dieker alongside Dylan Sherwood. And, of course, Dylan, that was an excellent interview you had there with Ken Hansen, the chair of this All-Star game.
Very good interview. And like we mentioned, is about all the hard work Ken has done for us at Emporia's Radio Stations Incorporated, helping us out, assist with Flint Hills League shootout coverage, Lyon County League tournament coverage, and then end up joining you for a majority of the after the midseason and cover the Lebo Wolves to Great Bend. And we, Ken and I worked together during sub-state play, and that was very, very fun, and it just kind of felt like old times with me and him doing those several Emporia High football games that we did.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just so fortunate we were able to get Ken on the air with us. You know, he helped me with my Opie playoff coverage in the fall, and, you know, kind of stepped into the color and play-by-play role as we concluded the area basketball slate as well. But the Opie band really rocking out here at the halftime. Jacob Stice does an excellent job, but we find ourselves 33-18 at the half. We'll tell you how we got here. For the red team, with that 15-point lead, Jolie Helscher with 3 points, Greta Crawford with 4 points, Yolden Luthy leading all scorers with 12 points, Rebecca Snyder with 6, McKenna Broyles, and Serenity Lockwood with 4 points as well. For the blue team, they're led in scoring by Brooklyn Jones with 11, 3 points from Cadence Potashik, and then 2 points apiece from Paige Martin and Jenna Smith. 33-18, our halftime score. Dylan, your thoughts from the first half?
Well, it's been dominated by red team, and the post presence between Yolen Luthy and Rebecca Snyder, and Yolen's playing really good. I believe 12 points, as you mentioned, Deke, and she had a big putback that ended that kind of that make it take it, because blue team was trying their best to get things going with under 2 minutes left in the first half.
Of course, another game going on in our KBOE airwaves on Country 101.7 FM, K-State taking on Florida Atlantic. They're up by 49-47, about 15 minutes remaining there from the Madison Square Garden in the Elite Eight. Cats trying to make their first Final Four in nearly 50 years.
Yeah, and just think, if K-State can make it another Big 12 team in the Final Four.
Yeah, it's been quite a run for the conference. I know it's been a highly contested question the last couple of days on what conference is the conference in college basketball. But red team with possession. Greta Crawford going left side to Leah Francis. Francis driving baseline, gets tattooed, no foul called. Now over to Isabella Tyson. Tyson into the half court, looking to cut into this 15-point deficit. Tyson dribbling with her left, now with her right. Over to the left side to Alexis DeLong. DeLong guarded by Kaylin Schlemming. Bounce pass in the page. Martin will be tied up with Greta Crawford. As Ken said, these players, even though it's an exhibition of sorts, they are going all at it. Yes, they are, Dylan. They are playing hard. And now inbound to Paige Martin, going right side, Sarah Miser. Miser driving baseline, kick to the corner to Paige Martin. Three on the way is no good. Now knocked out of bounds, last touch by Isabella Tyson. And I believe Dylan Sherwood is courtside with Yolen Luthy.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. Joined now by Madison's Yolen Luthy. And first off, how's the feel to be an All-Star?
It feels absolutely amazing.
How fun was this year for the Madison Lady Bulldogs? Coach Bill Neinstead taking the helm, replacing Vanessa Christine, now Whitehurst. But, you guys went through the growing pains, and you guys wanted to have a successful year.
I think this season was super fun. It was definitely one of my favorites, and I think one of the best seasons the Lady Dogs have had in a while. And I'm just super grateful that Coach Neinstead could come in and help our team compete.
Does it feel different to have Sarah on the opposing side here tonight?
Yes, it does. I usually confide in her when I need her, and now I, can't really. But I'm glad we could play this together.
You have signed to row at Kansas State and plan to study interior to sign. What got you into going out for the rowing team at Kansas State?
Well, originally I wanted to play volleyball, but one day I randomly got a questionnaire in the mail and I thought it was silly, but I was like, I might as well just fill it out. And so I did, and the coach reached out to me and we got a visit set up, and I went on a visit and it was just so, so great and amazing. I thought rowing was super cool and just a powerful sport. And I was like, why not try this out? So I did.
What's it like to play with some of your opposing Lyon County League foes?
It's super fun. I think I kind of find it funny because some girls have never played certain positions and we're kind of switching it up. So it's just funny to see what other girls can do in different spots.
Well, Yolen, congratulations on all your accomplishments and best of luck at K-State.
Thank you so much.
That's Yolen Luthia, Madison.
Thank you, Dylan. Blue team gets a bucket on the opposite end by Isabella Tyson. So it's 33-20, red team with the advantage. And Dylan, I think Yolen Luthi may have the leading candidate for best interview question with, hey, I just filled out a questionnaire in the mail, and that's how I'm on the rowing team now.
That is a very interesting thing because I believe I saw it on social media when she announced it, and I'm like, rowing? I mean, there are kids that get those questionnaires and then get an opportunity to row. I know KU has a rowing team as well, and I mean the Big 12. There are secondary sports that come around.
Certainly not junk mail.
Right, you are.
The 35-20, Rebecca Snyder with a bucket for the red team, re-extending their lead to 15. Tyson going right side. Paige Martin jumper on the right baseline's no good. Rebound on the floor and won by Rebecca Snyder, but stolen away by Isabella Tyson. Tyson elbow, now kicking it out to Paige Martin. Thought about a three, now back to Tyson. Tyson driving to the right corner now. Tegan Hines throws up a jumper that's rejected by Rebecca Snyder. And red team going the opposite way. Snyder nearly gets it stolen away by Isabella Tyson now. Snyder over to Greta Crawford, and she'll be fouled on the block. We'll have Potashik, Brooklyn Jones, Ariana Hamilton, and Jenna Smith coming in for the blue team. Isabella Tyson staying out there for the blue team, and Dylan's got another interview queued up.
Joined now by Lyndon's Jolie Hirschner?
Pilcher.
Well, first off, Jolie, how's it feel to be an All-Star?
It's really fun. Honestly, we've just been having a lot of fun today, and I feel like it's a big accomplishment to be here.
Second generation, your mom played in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I look up to my mom, and so it's really exciting to do something that she has already done.
And also, you won the three-point contest here this evening. How'd that feel?
It felt good. I have previously in the season got our school's three-point record, so going into it, I was just going to have a lot of fun and see what happens.
So you had confidence going into that?
Yeah, a little bit. I just wanted to have fun. I didn't want to put any pressure on myself or anything.
Well, it looks like you are planning to attend Mid-America College of Health and Sciences for psychology. Now, where exactly is that at?
It's in Olathe, but I'm actually changing my plans. I'm either going to attend Emporia or Fort Hays.
Whoa. Yeah. Different. I was doing my homework, and I was like, I got to have all this, but... what would you study if you come to Emporia or go out to Hays?
Psychology. I want to become a sports psychologist.
All right. Well, that's pretty awesome. Well, Jolie, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck in your decision. I know a lot of people would love having you here in Emporia as a Hornet.
Thank you.
That is Jolie Helscher of Lyndon.
Thank you, Dylan. Red team adds 5 points to their advantage, a three by Gracie Simmons and another two-pointer by Rebecca Snyder. So it's 40-20, 15-20 remaining in this second half. Potashik going left side, Ariana Hamilton left corner three, draws the backboard, but that's it, and rebound to Gracie Simmons. Simmons looking up the court, now finding Greta Crawford. We'll have a media timeout in about 10 seconds. Crawford finding Yolen Luthi. Luthi unable to hit the left block shot, but rebound to Rebecca Snyder, and she converts from close distance. And we'll have a media timeout, so we'll take a one-minute timeout. But you're listening to Mix 104.9 of the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. Proud supporters of all area athletes. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by the Flint Hills Optimist. The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by Quick Comfort Heating, AC, and Plumbing. Your home comfort starts here. Check them out at QuickComfort.com. By USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2022-2023 school year. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. Michael Dicker alongside Dylan Sherwood. 42-20 is our score with 14:55 remaining. Dylan working to get more interviews for us, but Blue Team with possession trailing things by 22. Isabella Tyson with it up top, finding Brooklyn Jones. She'll drive from right block or right elbow to the right block, off the window and good. Jones with 13 to lead the way for the Blue Team. Trims the deficit to 20. Helsher going right side to Leah Francis. Francis picks up a dribble up top to Serenity Lockwood. Lockwood elbow, lob inside to Luthy. Pass too strong, and will be going back to the Blue Team.
Thank you. I just think if Brooklyn Jones has got to figure out a way to get this, I need the Blue Team needs to get it within 10, because if it's within 10 with under 2 minutes left in this game, then the make it take it rule becomes a little bit of a factor. We've seen stuff like that happen in this game before, Michael.
Absolutely, Dylan. You just got to have to keep it close, try and keep the, you know, like you said, between that 10 point mark. If you can get it reduced, that would really pay dividends for him. Jones, left baseline jumper, no good. Rebound to McKenna Broyles. Broyles.
Good.
Trying to find an outlet pass. We'll go up to Leah Francis, but Dylan is courtside with Gracie Simmons.
Joined now by Gracie Simmons of Burlingame. And Gracie, how's it feel to be an All-Star?
Oh, man, it feels pretty good to get this opportunity with all the people that I've played with for all these years.
You guys had a solid season. I know it ended a little bit short in, I believe, a sub-state semifinal.
Yeah, we really, really wanted to go back to state, considering we got third last year. That was one of our main goals, but just ended up falling short in that last game.
And a big piece that you guys have with Kaylin Noonan.
Yeah, Kaylin's great. She's a all-around great team player, and I really enjoyed playing with her for all 4 years.
And what was it like to be coached by Coach Slater? I enjoy his conversations I have with him every other week.
Oh, man, Slater's quite the character. We all look up to him a lot, and we love him so much.
Well, it looks like you're going to come to Emporia and attend Flint Hills Technical College for dental hygiene. Going to try to be a little dental assistant or maybe even a dentist in the future?
Yeah, the goal is to end up as an orthodontist, but who knows if I'll get there.
Well, there's a reason why you start, and then you got to have goals. And I can tell you, I started doing a lot of my journalism stuff in high school, and I'm still doing it today.
Yes, that's the goal anyways.
Well, Gracie, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at Flint Hills Technical College.
Thank you very much.
That's Gracie Simmons of Burlingame. Michael?
Thank you, Dylan. Both teams trading buckets. Serenity to Lockwood and Jenna Smith scoring points, but still a 20-point advantage for the red team. 44-24, 12-28 remaining. But excellent interview there by Gracie Simmons. Of course, she played a big proponent for the first ever state berth last year for the Burlingame Bearcats. And Coach Slater had an excellent time out in Dodge City covering that team. And obviously, like you said, Dylan, just came up short just a little bit in that very tough Onega sub-state. But they definitely are heading in the right direction with Coach Slater's coaching.
Oh, most definitely, Michael. And they were really good the last couple of years, and of course making it to state last year and finishing third. Just a good solid program up north.
Red adds another bucket. Now they're up by 22. Jolie Helsher with the made points, and another turnover by the Blue Team. And up the court we go to Yolen Luthy. Lobs it off the back of the backboard. Rebound to McKenna Broyles. Broyles lob up, no good. Rejected by Hines on the floor, recovered by Luthy. Luthy up and under, that's no good. Rebound by her Madison teammate, Sarah Miser, but foe here tonight. Potashik at the foul line, kicked it left side, knocked out of bounds by Yolen Luthy. Rebecca Snyder back into the contest. She'll sub out McKenna Broyles. 11:28 remaining in the second half. Red team with the advantage. And we'll go to the other Burlingame Lady Bearcat in this All-Star game with Dylan Sherwood and Isabella Tyson.
We're joined now by Isabella Tyson. And just how does it feel to be an All-Star? I just talked to Gracie.
It's really a privilege, and it's an honor to be selected for it. I just enjoy playing with everybody. And, it's how I wanted it in my season, so my high school career.
Didn't your sister Fallon play in this game as well?
She did, yeah.
I remember covering her a little bit, too.
Really? Yeah, she liked it.
And I saw her at the banquet on Monday night, too. So that has to feel good, a second-generation Tyson.
Yes, it does.
Well, what are your future plans?
Right now I'm currently undecided. I'm looking into some athletic offers and kind of deciding from there. But I don't know what major yet.
Any what sport?
Track and basketball.
Oh wow! So just trying to find the best opportunity to do both, probably.
Yep. That would be ideal. Yeah.
And how fun is it to be here tonight?
It's so fun. I've really enjoyed playing with everybody from the classes, and it's cool to get to compete against the people you get to play with during the season. So.
And what was it like to be coached by Coach Slater all these years?
Oh, gosh, it's been a blast. He's taught me a lot, and he knows how to make things fun.
Well, Bella, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck in your future.
Thank you so much.
That's Bella Tyson of Burlingame.
Thanks, Dylan. 48-27 our score. Yolan Luthi adding a bucket for the red team and a three-pointer by Cadence Potashik for the blue team. Trends the deficit to 21, but blue team with the advantage. Next stoppage of play will be a media timeout as we're at 10-minute mark. Sarah Miser in the right corner. She'll drive with her left, pull up a jumper from 5 feet away. That's no good. Rebound into the hands of Paige Martin. Kicked right corner to Potashik. And her three-pointer is good. And that will head into our media timeout. Blue team now with it under 20 on the deficit. 48-39, 51 remaining. But you're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game being brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all the area All-Stars good luck. Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names. Brian, call Teal's at 785-528-3912. And Jace and Hannah Hubert with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, wishing all area athletes good luck. And they're always ready to help you with home buying and listings.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by Emporia Orthodontics, 919 West 12th Avenue, Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hott, your hometown orthodontist. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by the City of Olpe, location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
We welcome you back to White Auditorium. Michael Deeker, Dylan Sherwood, broadcasting live on the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game. The red team, led by Kayla Abney, formerly Kayla Kruger, a 2007 graduate of Opie High School, a 2010 national champion at Emporia State.
Always got to enjoy the Brandon Schneider National Championship. And, in fact, Brandon Schneider and the Kansas Jayhawks are playing Arkansas tomorrow in the Great Eight of the WNIT.
You would always find something to add to your Jayhawks in there, Dylan.
Well, it's Arkansas, so, and hopefully a third time's a charm.
Grudge match. Turnover at midcourt, stolen away by Paige Martin. Martin on the opposite end. Nice pump fake off the window. No good, but rebound to Tegan Hines. Her putback, no good. Rebound to Gracie Simmons of the red team. And they will go the other way with an 18-point advantage. Yolan Luthi at the right wing, drives to the right block, throws it up, and she'll be fouled by her Madison teammate, Sarah Miser. So Yolan Luthi will go to the line for two foul shots. Luthi leads all scorers with 14 points, and she'll step to the line for an opportunity for two more. Bends her knees and fires. No good off the left side of the rim. And we're now courtside with Dylan Sherwood with another interview.
Joined now by Serenity Lockwood of Waverly. And how's it feel to be an All-Star?
Pretty good. It's pretty fun.
What's it like having some teammates against Lyon County League foes?
It's pretty fun. I think it's pretty competitive when you play against all the other, like, together and with everyone else. And yeah.
You know, it was a tough season for you guys over in Waverly. You guys were young, but what did you learn from this season? Because they got a bright future ahead of them.
I learned that you have to be patient with all the younger people, that especially when you're playing with mostly sophomores and freshmen. You really have to step up as a leader and try to lead them and be the best for them and stuff like that.
What was it like to play for Ty Piper?
It was pretty fun. He's a really good coach. He makes everything fun, and he really believes in his players. And I thought it was really great that he was my coach, and I don't think I'd have any other coach.
Any future plans for you?
I'm going to Washburn Tech to become a cosmetologist.
Oh, wow. So cutting hair. How'd that come up to your thoughts?
My aunt is a cosmetologist, so I always thought that was pretty cool.
Well, Serenity, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at Washburn Tech.
Thank you.
That's Serenity Lockwood of Waverly.
Thank you, Dylan. Red team back out to a 20-point advantage. Luthi knocking down one of those foul shots, and Rebecca Snyder now just adding another block shot. Tegan Hines added a point for the blue team on the opposite end. And a turnover by Gracie Simmons. Up the court we go to Yolen Luthi. Luthi baseline lob inside to Kaylin Schlemmy. Stolen away by Northern Heights teammate Tegan Hines. And Dylan has another interview keyed up. I figured that was going to happen one of these times, Dylan.
I thought so too, Mike. Joined now by Leah Francis of Chase County. And Leah, how's it feel to be an All-Star?
Actually, it feels really good. I love playing with these ladies already. It's really exciting, so I'm enjoying it.
What's it like having Alexis on the other side?
It's actually really funny because I've been on her a couple of times, and it's nice to play against your teammate. It's been fun.
I know you guys had a solid season, started out the season really good, then towards midseason and the Flint Hills League shootout just kind of ran into some really tough competition, seeing a team second or third time. I know you guys were in a tough sub-state as well.
Yeah, it was really tough, but I think we pulled through and we played our hardest and we had our good games.
Looks like you have plans to study mechanical engineering. Do you know where yet?
I'm going to Wichita State University to study that.
Oh, wow. Wow. Normally don't see. A lot of people say KU, K-State, Wichita State, you know, Washburn, Emporia State. But what about Wichita State that stood out?
I think it was best for me affordable-wise, so that was my number one choice.
Well, Leah, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at Wichita State.
Thank you.
That's Leah Francis of Chase County.
Thank you, Dylan. Red team now have their largest lead of the night by 25. But Cadence Potashik gets one to fall through to stop the bleeding. It's 56-33. Red team with the advantage. Rebecca Snyder now with 16 points to lead all scores.
Becca's going off now, Deke?
Yeah, she is. Uh-oh. She's got 10 points here in the second half. So trying to keep the Brian Douglas MVP award with the Emporia High Spartan program.
It would be back-to-back years, too.
Brooklyn Jones gets a baseline jumper to fall through. She's got 15. Trims the deficit to 21. 6:35 remaining in this ball game. Greta Crawford left side to McKenna Broyles. Broyles looking to drive, gets it knocked out of her hands. It'll go into the backcourt. She'll recover. Last touch by Brooklyn Jones. 9 seconds on the shot clock now. Greta Crawford driving baseline, lobs it inside to Kaylin Schlemmy on the opposite side. And Schlemmy has her first points of the night. Now Leah Francis, the only red player not to have a point here this evening. Brooklyn Jones on the left side, trailing things 58-35, 6 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Jones left side to Tyson. Tyson guarded by Crawford in the man-to-man defense. Tyson drive to the hoop, off the window, good. Isabella Tyson's fourth point of the evening. 58-37 now, 5:40 remaining in the ballgame. Greta Crawford dribbles it off her foot and stolen away by Tyson. Tyson looking to push. Tyson at the foul line, finding Brooklyn Jones at the elbow. She'll look to drive against Schlimmy. Now kick corner to Tyson. Three on the way. It's long. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Tegan Hines. Jenna Smith and Ariana Hamilton back in the ballgame for the blue team. 5:26 remaining, so we'll have another media timeout at the five-minute mark, and we'll take a one-minute break right then, and we'll have, a few more interviews with Dylan to round out the players' side of things. Here as we close out this ball game, 58-37, red team with the advantage. McKenna Broyles, top of the key three, is off the mark, rebounded by Hines of the blue team. Tyson, up the court we go to Brooklyn Jones, right baseline jumper, short, rebound to Rebecca Snyder. Snyder looking to push. Into the front court, trying to go against Tegan Hines, spin move, off the window, and good.
Turnaround hook that I've mentioned about half of the night, Geek.
She's really forcing her way down low. That between her and Luthi, they have dominated the low block. Jones looking to have a say on the low block on the opposite side. She gets the fall, and there is our immediate timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. But you're listening to the Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game. Red leading blue, 60-39, 4:36 remaining.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at Mantell.com. Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcats strong.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game is brought to you by Quick Comfort Heating, AC, and Plumbing. Your home comfort starts here. Check them out at quickcomfort.com. USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. And the Olpe Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Olpe Meat Locker in downtown Olpe.
Hey, welcome back to Watt Auditorium. Michael Deeker alongside Dylan Sherwood. Red team out to a 21 advantage, 60-39, 4:36 remaining in the ballgame. I believe, Dylan, you got two more interviews to go on the blue side.
Yes, I'm going to try to get one of them here shortly.
But Kayla and Michelle giving the final marching orders after this media timeout. And I believe Dylan is now courtside with Alexis DeLong of Chase County.
Joined now by Alexis DeLong of Chase County, and how's it feel to be an All-Star?
Oh, it's pretty exciting. It's been a really fun day so far, just joined by the other girls that I usually play against, and teaming up with them is super fun so far.
I did talk to Leah just a few moments ago, but what does it mean to be on the opposing side? I know she's been kind of talking back and forth about it.
Yeah, it's been fun playing against her because I usually play with her, obviously. It's fun, like, beating up on her and just, I don't know, having a good time with her because we don't usually get to do this.
You guys had a solid season, started out strong, just kind of in the Flint Hills League shootout that just kind of turned the corner. And then I know Madeline Wilson was big for you guys.
Yeah, she was a huge asset to our team. She was great, and she just brought a lot of confidence to our team that we really needed. And we just had an overall pretty good season, pretty good leadership from our seniors, so I'm definitely going to miss it next year.
I actually really like your plans that you're going to go to Butler Community College and study journalism.
Yes, I'm super excited. I'm going to write for their newspaper, actually. Yeah, so I'm super excited for that.
You're talking to someone who's also written for the Lantern.
Wow, that's really exciting. Yeah, I'm super excited.
So you got a scholarship?
I sure did, an activity scholarship for writing for them.
Well, you're talking to a Grizzly, too. I did. That's how I got my start after high school.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
Well, Alexis, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at Butler.
Thank you so much.
That's Alexis DeLong of Chase County.
Rebecca Snyder. Rebecca Snyder at the line for the non-traditional three-point play, and she completes it. So Snyder really stepping into that post position. She's got 15 in the second half for 21 overall. And the lead for the red team now, 24, 63-39, 3:33 remaining in the contest. Brooklyn Jones, right side, Sarah Miser. Miser looking to drive, drives in with her left, kicks it out to Isabella Tyson, three on the right wing, short, rebound tipped around, one by Jones at the foul line. She'll fire it back up. It's off the mark to the right side. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Yolyn Luthy.
The blue team not giving up, especially down 24.
Yeah, they're going to need these outside shots to fall to at least make it close once we get close to that two-minute make-it-take-it mark. Jones, right side to Ariana Hamilton. Pass nearly stolen away by Luthy. She'll now guard Sarah Miser. Miser jump shot over Luthy, but Luthy fouls her, and Miser will step in line for two foul shots.
The Madison products going against each other. We've seen a lot of that with the other players that were on the same team.
That's the beauty of the Optimist All-Star game,
yes.
Dylan, just having the teammates on the opposite side and really working hard against each other that you really don't see outside of a practice situation that you and I, parts of the media, really don't get to see.
Yeah, and it's different. It's different to see it only one night out of the year here in the Emporia area.
Miser splits the foul shots. That's her first points of the contest. Trims the deficit to 22. Lockwood driving baseline, and she'll be met by Sarah Miser. And it'll go out of bounds, last touch by Miser. So, Dylan, you need to talk to Michelle about getting Jenna Smith out?
Yes.
Substitution? Jenna Smith on the court, and she's the last player we need to interview.
I got to say, when Opie for last, well, I mean, if it was Chris Schmidt, too, saving the best for last.
Rebecca Snyder keeps the hot hand as she adds another bucket.
I think Rebecca's now up there for MVP candidate.
Yeah, it'll be really tough to go to anybody else. I think what did Gilpin have last year? I think she had 29.
Yeah, I think it was nearly 30.
Brooklyn Jones, desperation three on the right wing, does not draw iron or go out of bounds. Paige Martin and Potashik back in there, and Jenna Smith will head to the bench. 2:20 remaining in the ball game.
You're my last interview.
2:20 remaining. Yolyn Luthy trying to inbound against full court pressure. She'll find Rebecca Snyder. And Jenna Smith catching a breather and a drink before getting ready to go down there with Dylan Sherwood. Paige Martin breakaway left side to Sarah Miser. Miser to the block. Her shot will be rejected by Rebecca Snyder. Now Alexis DeLong, right side. Brooklyn Jones, three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Rebecca Snyder. And Dylan's got Jenna Smith courtside.
Did we save the best for last for you, Jenna?
Yeah, yes, he did.
Well, what's it like being an all-star?
It feels great. I've been playing since I was kindergarten, so I just feel honored to be a part of this. It's a great experience, and I'm just very thankful for it.
What's it like to be coached by Michelle?
It's interesting because I see her in the classroom as a sub, so we were talking about it actually yesterday. We were chit-chatting about it, and it was all fun, and I think it's great that she's coaching us. I mean, she has a lot of experience on the court, so.
And of course, seeing Kayla across the way, too.
Oh, yeah, and I talk to Kayla sometimes as well, so it's kind of fun.
Going to be attending Emporia State for nursing.
Yes, I am.
What brought you to that decision?
Well, I wanted to be a veterinarian actually my freshman year, but then I had my appendix taken out, and a nurse convinced me to go into anesthesiology. So I'm going to go into nursing and then go to KU Med eventually for anesthesiology.
That's a very unique story on why you're going to go to ESU for nursing.
Yes, it is.
Well, Jenna, I also got to see you guys play in sub-state, and how fortunate was it to get back to the state tournament?
Well, I feel very blessed because I made it to state 3 out of 4 years of my high school career, and I was very surprised because we did a complete turnaround from last year's season. Last year, I think we were like 8-13, and then this year we were 13-8, I'm pretty sure, or something along that line.
Well, Jenna, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck at Emporia State.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Jenna Smith of Opie.
Thank you, Dylan. A timeout taken by Kayla Abney trying to maintain possession. They had full court pressure applied by the blue team as they're trailing things by 26. Of course, make it take it rules are in effect for the blue team with this deficit. But Rebecca Snyder really on her way to really be a hard case not to give her MVP honors at the conclusion of this ball game. Leah Francis keying it in to Yolen Luthi. Now up the court we go to Serenity Lockwood. Lockwood in the corner to Snyder. Snyder drives in with her right. Underneath on the right block. Throws up a shot that's contested to be knocked out of bounds. And he'll stay with the red team.
Well, getting out of hand. But this has been a fun first game, Mike, and really looking forward to game number two and seeing if it's a really good boys game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're in for a real treat on the nightcap. Serenity Lockwood, nice drive to the bucket, left-handed layup, good. 69-41 now, 10 remaining. Isabella Tyson drives in with the left, kicks it out to Potashik. Potashik at the foul line, nice give and go, off the window, no good, but she is fouled. And she'll step to the line for two free throws with 60 seconds remaining.
And again, Michael, everyone's playing hard here, no matter what the score is. It's still fun. That's the one thing Ken Hansen, he mentioned that at halftime of this game. Just the biggest rule of tonight is to have fun.
Potashik no good on the first foul shot. She'll step to the line for one more. She's at the line, bends her knees and fires off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Yolen Luthi. Luthi up the court. One-handed pass to Serenity to Lockwood. Nice give and go from Helscher. Back to Lockwood off the window and good. 30-point advantage now for the red team, 71-41.
And there's no running clock.
He continues to run, though, at 40 seconds. Tyson drives in. Gets it knocked out of her hands, and then they'll have a throw-in from the left baseline. Jumper by Brooklyn Jones does not find the mark. Rebound to Lockwood. Up the court we go to Snyder. Snyder, right-handed layup. Good. 73-41 now. Tyson looking for an answer on the opposite side. Defended by Serenity Lockwood. Now Brooklyn Jones, extended right elbow. Looking to drive against Snyder. Driving with her left. Comes to a jump stop. Ball fake. No good off the front side of the rim, but offensive board to Paige Martin. Her jumper along the baseline is good. And they'll get possession again. Trims the deficit to 30, and now 2.9 seconds on the clock for the blue team. Jones to key things in right in front of us at the scores table. Goes to Tyson. Now back to Jones. Jones at the buzzer. Left wing three. No good. Our final score, 73-33. We will tally our stats, get a post-game interview with the Brian Douglas MVP, the winning coach of Kayla Abney. But you have been listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game. Red defeats blue in the girls' game. We'll step aside here on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game being brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. They want to congratulate all the players selected to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game. ESB Financial, ESB's notify alerts, real-time alerts for online and mobile banking. Call 620-342-3454 or visit esbfinancial.com. And First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game is brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students, the City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. USD 386 Madison Virgil, good luck to the Madison girls and boys basketball players participating in this year's Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game. Go Dogs! And Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase Coffee, and Lyon Counties.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game is brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. It's great to be a Chase County Bulldog. First National Bank of Kansas, Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally, get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking basics and cash back on purchases with Kasasa and Kasasa Cashback. Member FDIC and Chase County Recreation Commission. Proud to support the youth of Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs!
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game is brought to you by USD 243 Liebel Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom, they're here for you. The Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flinthillsbank.com. And by the Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game, being brought to you by Emporia Public Schools. Building futures one student at a time. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to everyone selected to this year's Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. Proud supporters of all area athletes. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. Our final score of the girls All-Star Game, Red defeating Blue Team, 73-43. Ken Hansen and the president of the Optimist Club, Steve Younger, out there providing awards. Rebecca Snyder coming away with the Brian Douglas MVP award as she finishes the night with 25 points. And we'll tell you how we got to this score like this. As we said, Rebecca Snyder leading all scorers with 25. Yolen Luthi with 17. Serenity Lockwood with 10. Greta Crawford with 7. Jolie Helsher with 5. McKenna Broyles with 4. Gracie Simmons with 3. And Kaylin Schlimme with 2. So that is the stats for the red team. The blue team looks like this. Cadence Potashik with 11. Brooklyn Jones leads the blue team with 17. Paige Martin also with 4 points, along with Isabella Tyson and Jenna Smith. 2 points to Sarah Miser and 1 point to Tegan Hines as both teams at midcourt for a team photo. And we'll try and get some interviews with Dylan Sherwood on the court side, so it looks like he's going to go with the MVP, Rebecca Snyder.
Well, the Brian Douglas MVP is staying in Emporia back-to-back years. That an Emporia High Lady Spartan, and Coach Dorsey and Coach Bob Miller, who's in attendance, have got to be really pleased with this award going to you this year, Rebecca. 23 points on the night. How's it feel?
It's an honor. I appreciate it. I like that it's staying in Emporia. It's keeping it home. Got to play at home. The only person, I got to keep it here. So that's nice.
What do you feel like the best thing was for you tonight?
I mean, my team. Like, I played with so many new people, and I got to play complete different basketball than I'm used to with new girls, and it was nice to meet them.
Do you feel like if there were any coaches watching, know what you can do? Because we saw what you could do tonight.
I mean, I hope there's coaches watching. I want people to know that, like, still very open. So if this goes out anywhere, I'm still available.
And you were 3 points away from tying your career high, which you had 26 twice this year against Manhattan and Hayden. And the 26 came here at Wyatt Auditorium.
Yes, it did. That was probably one of my best games of the season. It was fun. Again, playing at this stadium is amazing, and I appreciate being invited back here again and being able to win Most Valuable Player. So,
well, Rebecca, congratulations. Looking forward to your decision, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Dylan.
That's Rebecca Snyder, the Brian Douglas Most Valuable Player here in the girls' game, and we'll get Kayla Abney here in just a moment, Deke.
Thank you, Dylan. I don't know where Kayla ran off to, but Dylan's going to try and track her down. But we said we've got a boys' contest coming up in about 18 minutes. Of course, other games going on in our airwaves. K-State, Florida Atlantic in the final seconds. Florida Atlantic looks like they're out to a 75-71 lead with 29 seconds to play. But a great treat that we were treated to on the girls' side. 73-43, the victory for the red team. Of course, the Foothills Optimist was chartered in 1981 in Emporia, and they've been able to bring back over $325,000 back into the surrounding areas for benefit of the youth in the area communities. So an excellent job there. Of course, we mentioned Steve Younger is the president, Steve Moloch, the vice president, Janet Haig, the secretary, and George Durler is the treasurer. But an excellent group of the Flint Hills Optimist Club. They meet the first and third Thursdays at noon at the Memorial Union. So contact one of those officers or another Optimist member to get involved today. And, of course, as we mentioned, the one of their other big projects in the area is the Easter egg hunt. That will be on April 8th. Starts at 10 a.m., but, of course, be early. And they said, Ken mentioned earlier, that is usually around 9:30. Age limit is 9 and under. So sorry, Dylan, but I think I saw your skills going back and forth between the benches trying to get these interviews. You were very quick, but you cannot participate in the Easter egg hunt.
Bold, Michael.
Aged out, finally.
Oh, that was a long time ago, my friend.
Are you having any luck finding Kayla?
I'm trying to find where the red team locker room is. I think Kayla's keeping them for a little while.
I think they're on the opposite side. They're on the east side, I believe.
Well, that's where I'm at.
Well, very good. Well, we'll wait for that interview in a little bit, but we'll step aside. You've been listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by Quick Comfort Heating, AC, and Plumbing. Your home comfort starts here. Check them out at quickcomfort.com. By USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2022-2023 school year. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game being brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all the area All-Stars good luck. Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teals at 785-528-3912. And Jace and Hannah Hubert with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, wishing all area athletes good luck. And they're always ready to help you with home buying and listings.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by Emporia Orthodontics, 919 West 12th Avenue, Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hott, your hometown orthodontist. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by the City of Olpe, location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
We welcome you back to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game. I believe Dylan Sherwood is now locker room side with Victoria's head coach Kayla Abney.
Yeah, they were going to take pictures real quick, so we're going to get Kayla over here in just a second, and now we're going to have her, Deke, we're going to step in to the auditorium, and Kayla, little redemption for you, and you blew out Michelle this year.
I did. I finally got my revenge. I told her at the beginning I was going to try to get her back this year. I'm just so proud. The girls played so hard. They played really well together, honestly, for never playing together before, so I hope they all had fun. We got the W, so it's a great night if you get both of those.
Did you feel like the post presence was really good with Yolen Luthi and Rebecca Snyder?
Yes, they all did very well. Rebecca had a great game. She played so hard. Their presence definitely helped us out, I think, a little bit. I tried to get them both in there at the same time just to give us a little bit more of an advantage at one point. But they both did great. All the girls did great. I'm just really proud of them.
And what's it mean, again, to get a win and And no, you have bragging rights again for another year.
I know. I keep tallies every year. So I told Michelle, I think we're probably even. I kind of lose track every once in a while, but we just enjoy coming back. I know it's not about really the winning and losing, all joking aside. I just hope they have fun and get to enjoy, for most of them, their last basketball game, and we enjoy being a part of it.
Well, Kayla, congratulations on the win, and look forward to seeing you again next year.
I know. I told them I'll keep coming back as long as they keep asking us, so thank you guys so much.
The Battle of Volpe continues, and Kayla's back in the winning column.
That's right.
That's Kayla Abney, winning coach of the red team, as the red team goes away in our girls' game. Michael?
Thank you, Tegan. Or thank you, Dylan. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's twice, my friend.
I'm sorry. Here I was. I got elected as the lead play-by-play guy this morning on the on the area, the sports talk this morning. And, Dylan, I am sorry, but that was anyway. But Dylan's going to get some more interviews here on the boys' side. We are about 12 minutes away from tip-off. We'll step aside. But, once again, you're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.